America's debt problem once again doesn't get solved, and debt delays are something Europe knows a lot about.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Today, Arizona Republican and Congressional Super Committee member John Kyle said talks were still going on between his party and Democrats, but there's not a whole lot of optimism to reach a deal to make big budget cuts or find revenue increases. That's just ahead of a deadline to cut the budget by at least $1.2 trillion over the next 10 years. Marketplace Washington Bureau Chief John Dimsdale is with us and has the latest. Hey, John.
Good morning, Steve.
So, okay, no deal?
At least so far. Now, remember, the committee has until Wednesday to come up with a deal, but any agreement has to sit out on the table for 48 hours. So that means midnight tonight. Mm-hmm. And with this impasse, both sides are blaming each other. Andy LePerrier of the ISI group says the two political parties have fundamental differences over the role of government.
Bottom line is that Democrats don't want to vote to reduce entitlement spending by a meaningful amount, and Republicans don't want to vote to raise taxes by a meaningful amount. So it's difficult to get either of them to get off of that position.
So a failure, John, triggers Plan B, automatic cuts?
Yes, but not until January 2013. And given Congress's tendency to push right up against any deadline, many people say that the real deadline for cuts in domestic and military spending is still over a year away. And we're hearing some talk that Congress might try to change those automatic cuts. But remember, even with this breakdown, the deal reached last August still stands. It got us over the debt ceiling impasse and through the next election.
And that election is supposed to solve Washington's gridlock?
Well, only if one side or the other is given a clear upper hand in deciding how to balance the books, how much will come from spending cuts, how much from tax revenue. If the voters remain as split as the politicians, it doesn't look like the election will solve much.
Marketplace's John Dimsdale in Washington. John, thanks.
Thank you.
And of course, debt problems continue to plague folks on the other side of the Atlantic. Voters in Spain over the weekend elected conservative Mariano Rajoy as the country's new leader. And he's promising to make tough budget cuts to get a grip on that country's debt problems. Marketplace's Stephen Beard is with us now from London. He has more on how the rest of the world is looking at the missed debt deadline here at home. Hey, Stephen.
Hello, Steve.
Are Europeans really paying attention to all this, super committee and its possible failure?
They certainly are. There is one more bit of bad news. The fear, of course, is that if there's further political gridlock in Washington, there'll be further downgrades of the US's credit rating. By the way, Steve, this does give the Europeans a small fleeting moment of grim satisfaction, because it was only last week that President Obama was chiding the Europeans for failing to get their debt crisis under control.
Grim satisfaction. All right, but the US debt problem isn't anywhere near Greece or Europe, right?
No, the Eurozone debt crisis is much worse and apparently deteriorating. As you said, we've just had a new government elected in Spain with a mandate to cut the deficit, and yet Spanish borrowing costs went up this morning. There's much more pressure on Europe than in the US. Here's Stephen Lewis, a bond expert with Monument Securities.
The US doesn't need to act as swiftly as the European authorities, because the consequences of failure for the US administration are not as dire as they probably will be for the Europeans.
After all, he says, there's the possibility that one or more Eurozone governments could go bust and that the euro itself could break up. No one seriously believes the US is going to default or that the dollar would disappear.
All right, Marketplace's Stephen Beard joining us from London. Stephen, thanks.
Okay, Steve.
And let's do the numbers. Now, markets are down right now, anywhere from 1% to 2%. The S&P 500 down 1.75%. Same for the NASDAQ, too. The Dow is off about 1.5%, 190 points. Right now at 11,606. European shares are off at the moment anywhere between 1% and 3% as well. Slightly more Americans bought pre-owned homes last month. The National Association of Realtors said the number was up by 1.4%, and the annual rate is ahead of last year this time, but still way below healthy housing market levels. Tyson Foods said today its profit was cut in half last quarter. The nation's biggest chicken and meat processor blames higher feed prices for the decline.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Ally Bank, offering IRA savings products and a Raise Your Rate 4-year CD. Learn more at allybank.com. by Fox Searchlight Pictures, presenting The Descendants, starring George Clooney, from Alexander Payne, director of Sideways and About Schmidt, in theaters in November. And by Chevrolet, maker of the new Volt, which plugs in anywhere and goes everywhere. Available in select markets. Details at ChevyVolt.com.
Later today, computer hardware giant Hewlett-Packard will report its earnings. The company fired its CEO a couple months back and hired former eBay chief Meg Whitman. Well, now it's added an unorthodox member to its board. And Marketplace's Jennifer Collins reports the company's new strategy seems to be, if you can't beat them, let them join.
Activist investors are like any activists, outsiders. That's why analyst Brian Marshall of ISI Group says it was a surprise when HP announced activist shareholder Ralph Whitworth is taking a seat on its board.
I'm sure Ralph approached the board, said we can do it this way, we can do it that way.
Kind of like that line from the A-Team.
Now, we can do this the hard way or the easy way.
The board picked the easy way. The company's last three CEOs were fired or resigned in controversy.
Many of us who teach in corporate law use HP as sort of a case study of board dysfunction.
UC Berkeley law professor Eric Talley says when Whitworth agreed to take a board seat, he also agreed to a board requirement that he not push for a sale, spinoff, or merger.
By tying his hands with these restrictions, maybe you've sort of insulated yourself from that type of shareholder activism over the next 2, 3, or 4 years.
Which is just the kind of honeymoon the company could use with its new CEO, Meg Whitman. I'm Jennifer Collins for Marketplace.
And finally, worried about how secure your password is on your computer? There's a new list out that tells you what words to avoid. Computer application firm Splash Data compiled this list of the 25 worst passwords of 2011. Obviously, it's going to be easy to figure out a password that's like 123456 7 or ABC123. Sunshine and I Love You also made the list. Those are really sweet and apparently hazardous to your computer. But the password that's easiest to figure out is the word password. I'm Steve Chiatakis in Los Angeles. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
Everybody knows unemployment is bad, so it makes sense, right, that people need to find a way to take the pressure off?
People have not stopped having sex in California. We are still seeing a growing population.
Which means you have to find something for them to do. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Foreclosures, joblessness, and all the rest in California's Inland Empire. Next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.
Hey there, I'm Bridget, co-host of Million Bazillion, Marketplace's podcast for kids about money. I want to tell you about our email newsletter course, Million Bazillion Academy. In this new and improved course, we'll help your kids learn about crypto, credit cards, and inflation in just 6 weeks. Each lesson comes with a podcast episode, a fun cartoon, discussion questions, and an activity that lets kids apply what they're learning in the real world. You can start at any time and work at your own pace. Sign up today at marketplace.org/academy.